Does everyone have the unleavened bread and fruit of the vine? If not, raise your hands and we will make sure you get some. I don't know why exactly, but we have something of a tradition, humanity does, of giving people a last wish. If they are condemned, if they're about to die, to give them an opportunity, what is the last thing you would like to do? And even if they are horrible people who are dying justly, we might still ask them what their final wish is. And that got me wondering, what does Jesus want? What is his motivation? What is he thinking about on that night in which he knows what's coming? He knows how he's going to be treated. He knows the pain that he's about to endure. What did he want? And if we go back through the words of Jesus on the night in which he was betrayed, we can see with great clarity things that he wanted, more than we're going to talk about this morning. But if we start off in Mark chapter 14, perhaps the most human, the most obvious thing to want of all is to not have that night happen. When Jesus is praying oh so fervently in the garden, as Luke describes, his sweat becoming like blood, he was saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me." What he wanted was to not do it. And I think that illustrates his great humanity, and it's something we can relate to about him. He was not a sadist who enjoyed the pain. It makes me think what it was like for him to see a soldier lift up a hammer while holding a nail to his flesh. I can relate to this. I would not want that either. But then the very next thing that he wants is a challenge to me. Because the very next thing that he says there, "Yet not what I will, but what you will." What Jesus wanted above all was God's will to be done. What if God wanted you to suffer this week? What if God wanted you to suffer horrendously this week, and you knew that was his will? Would you still pray to him? Would you still worship him? And here is the greatness of Jesus. His humanity is, "I don't want this to happen." His greatness is, whatever God wants, I will do. And he continues to pray, and he continues to worship and to love God. That night, Jesus reveals more that he wanted. And some of it talks about who God is, who Jesus is, and some of it is about who Jesus wants us to be. And as these are his final wishes, we ought to be paying attention. And one of the things he says for his disciples is to keep watch and to pray not to enter into temptation. So if you look in the next verse, Mark 14, verse 38, he says to them, "Keep watching and praying that you may not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And he says this, or something similar, Matthew and Luke all record the same thing, this idea of Jesus saying, "I want you to keep an alert, and I want you to keep praying that you won't enter into temptation." Jesus has told them, this night, this is the night of challenge. This is the night of testing. This is the night you will all fall away from me. Behave accordingly. Get yourself ready to face Satan and his temptations and his tests. Get yourself ready to face your enemies who are going to try to destroy you and me. Get yourself into a point of resolve and beg God for help. This is what Jesus wanted from them that night, but he wants it from us all the time, does he not? In Matthew 6 and verse 13, in the model prayer, Jesus tells us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation." We should always be praying that, because we're always in a spiritual war. It's not really that different for us today than it was for them that night. They knew temptations were coming, but do we know any differently for this week? Is there ever a week when Satan leaves you alone, trying to discourage, distract, or defile us? We should be praying that we not fall into temptation. And as is stated in multiple places, including 1 Peter 5, verse 8, Matthew 25, verse 13, keep alert, just like what Jesus wanted from them. Jesus wants that from us. In Luke chapter 22, in verse 31 through 32, this is the night in which Jesus is to be betrayed. This is part of why he's going to tell them, you need to keep watch and pray that you not enter into temptation. But Jesus says to them, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." What did Jesus want that night? I know he wanted his disciples not to fall away, but that wasn't going to happen. They were going to. He wanted it not to be the end. He wanted them to get up and to serve him, and to serve his disciples. And his wishes have not changed. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, Luke 19 and verse 10 tells us. If this last week, even though you're sitting in these pews, you've done something you're terribly ashamed of, something that makes you feel guilty, and maybe hopeless, remember what Jesus wanted on that night. And it is this. He wants you to get back up. He wants you not to quit. What did Jesus want that night? Well, he didn't want to go through it. He wanted to do whatever God's will was. He wanted his disciples to keep watch and to pray not to enter into temptation. He wanted us to not quit even when we sin and are terribly ashamed of ourselves. And then finally, what we'll mention this morning is he wanted us to remember him in this way. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 19, when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." It is my hope that as we remember Jesus, we will not do it just this moment, but that we will throughout the week remember the other things he wanted. That we will remember to pray, to keep watch. That we will remember to get back up. But right now, let us honor his wish. Let us honor him. Let us do this in remembrance of him. Let us partake of the Lord's Supper.